Amen. Let's be on our feet. Let's shout prayers more. So we'll start with thanksgiving, but we'll pray in tongues. You know why we pray in tongues? We pray in tongues because tongues help us to catch the frequency for this particular morning. We need to find the frequency. So when we find the frequency, we'll know what to do, okay? So your body will tell you are meditating. You are not meditating. You are actually sleeping. So if you want to pray, you punish your body. Then after a while, your body will get used to the punishment. It will not be trying you again. Okay? All right. So let's pray. Akadia bashako telebaragadi zubelegete jalakato maragadia superegade sisiye jalakato laba. Okay, I've told you if you are praying with me, you will walk like this. Ashaka baradila gazoko tabasha jabaragadia gazoko tabagaragadu sihai leketo mashakaradila bazonda rebekati jeleketo melegadia zeketamai arado sekarabajando la beketis jeleketo maragadia zeketalabai Mandora bagazoko tolo bashaka taladia zeleketo meshaka taladia basa alagatembe regedo zelega shabababa urabala katala belega disemere katosha zeleketo melegedia salakato malashadabaya zeleketo maragadia bazoko tolo bushaka tabaya zile Tomarogodia seketele bashata Jakatoma ragatia basaketoma lakatia Aradabababababarakashakatamelegedis Seleketomo shakatala dialabazun and amatia Aragatia bazuko toma shakatala bisa Zeleketola baragado ziketele basha Jakatomelekatia velegatiba sisia Seleketo melekatobo shakatoma lagadisa Ala katobe legatila baragadosi alabasha Seleketo melekatabasia Mando zeketola bashakatala bababa Ura balagatala bazeketoma shakatia Seleketo baragatia seketele basha Ala gatala bazeketele bashakatona Seleketele baragadisha paparadasia Uregedia bazele bashakatala basia
Benem rotis hoi brohave, Eponia tekeli on the pahadi, Eponia andre hetele pai dahade, a ready bedia, bradia kahane, aniotolie shahalio lotiesha,
ala katosene maradiasha, sheleketele baragadia sekatelabash,
aile prondiesh kamani, a dendron di bati trondi,
mandura bashaka tala baragadis. Sheketolo burugudu bugu zeketala basha Shalagatia baragatila bazuna rabashataba
Aido brondie de brondie kapane Eniondila hapoto Apinota hapienata Iene borodidia prodiesa Ailo brondie setele Elemino proia Elemino proia Eia da papayandila prota Aile predie de beniete
Atine meketula peredis Ala katala biasana Esa katala diashakute Seleketela baragiasha Ala katala beniasesia Seleketolo burugudu bushagatala baya Uriba shakatala babababa Uribelege sheketele baragadiasa Uregedia bazeketele bushabaya Ureketome seketele basha Ureba shakatolo burugudi labasa Ureba shakatala babababa Elegedia babababababababa Ura bagatala baragadia basa Aha Arabia shakatele botolusa Ala da 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 Dalabiando Roveke Susia. Orebashako Tolo Borogodi Levesa. Shaparadia Sina Maya.
Elemidosa Hapelia. Elebiedreta. Ileprondios Hamidieta. Eminiota Porieta. Elepredionro Hopapa. Eyeopota. Elimanimoti. Elimenieta. Elimenieta Periota Hapene. Eniponia Dretapa. Elepiriotus Hapileta. Apileniondre Peni. Iniondropode. Iniondropodiata. Ayadradido Prosasa. Emidio troba ila pati ie de papa bia da pabia papa e bia papa bia papa bia papa ie de bodo prondie tapa elemenian tratia paieta aie di no troba ie lega de pota apion tro hapiota e io do do dota ai lambro do podo ie nedre de pede pelede ele poro die prodo godo bonia ai ando podie sata ie ando pilota e milo medio Ileviota, Iele predi di nomieta, Inemino Bianzi aponieta hashi, E jotopone, Io jotopona, Io jotopona, Adamino jate, Idabina jote, Mene jota, Ijamino prondie chate, E jate le padido, Elepedia drodide, Endoro di bota, Indomino predieto, E predioto, Prediota, Emino bilendio peledion ratito, Inoprezito, Ineprezito. I know brother Shetta, Elemenida Prod, Elemino brother Po, Emilo brother Po, and no mido prendisa, Emino pretapa, Emnum notate, Emno prendisa, Hapina, Emino pine prinuta, Eonino pretieto peri, Eno mandre paio, Ayo yo sahapa, Emi bibi bibiot, Ebibi bibiot, Elamandre disapa, Eolamandro disapa. Iele proto, Iele protodo, Iele protoboto, Iamina biato, Eminomia baba, Amio po bebe, Amio po bebe, Iadimedro,
Shalato Masica Toma Hadia,
A papa papa, A papa papa papa, Iede bodom regedia pota, Emiladio shata, Eleprendia de prede.
In Jesus' name I pray. You give me Zechariah chapter 12. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundations of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Zechariah chapter 12. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone, a very heavy stone for all people. All who heave it away will surely be cut in pieces. Though all the people of the earth. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. For all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, said the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, and I will smite every horse of the people with blindness. The governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like an earth of fire among the wood, like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about. On the right hand, on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. Oh my God. The Lord shall save the tent of Judah first, and the glory of the house of David, and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Let's read. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. You see, I just want you to understand that the people of God are not an ordinary people. The people of God, when they step into their God-ordained, the will of God for them, they are a terrible people. Praise God. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourned for his only son. You see, when you look at the way one mourns for his only son, it's a very deep emotional connection. There is a very deep affinity. This is a type of krazu. Are you together with me? He says, but what brings you to this level of breakthrough with the Lord is the spirit of grace and supplication. So when God is doing all the wonders, you see, with Jerusalem and making them fiery, what God is going to do inside them is to give them the spirit of grace and supplication. So that regardless of the level of things God is doing around them, they are having a strange supernatural affinity. So you see, the house of prayer is the house where we encounter God, where we build a deep spiritual attachment with the Lord, where the Lord is like losing your first child. Do you understand that connection? That are you together with me? Where what breaks his heart breaks our heart. Where we have extreme sensitivity to the very heart of the Lord. And this is powered by the spirit of grace and supplication. It is unfair to your destiny not to operate in grace and supplication. It's unfair to your spiritual identity because you are not going to be in touch with the mind of your Father. So when we start praying in tongues now, you are asking God to baptize you with the spirit of grace and supplication. We're not even talking about these promises yet, about how he would deal with our enemies. We're first asking him, God, pour upon me spirit of grace and supplication. Let my soul, friends, see, God can be operating, you can be operating in 10 years behind. I tell you, you can operate 15 years behind. You can be in a place with God where God is not even there at all. It's the spirit of supplication and grace that keeps you updated in the mind of God. It keeps you fresh and relevant in the current speakings, current feelings, and current motions of your Father. Are you together with me? So we're asking for spirit of grace and supplication. Kabura
Ele benia treket
Tasha, Ishat Halapate, Ebredidi Kopiati, in Nonondre Pilo Patita, Isoprota Payata, Agapalieta Capalie, in Nonobreta Titola, Aisitoli and Reteisa, Aiosopelita, Anchechatopa, Aredipigo,
Orebeka Shakatomosi, Shelega Telebo, Zeka Telebosha. Shelaka telebora godobogo seka telebosha o rebele gadile bagosi ilegatiabasa e shaporodia ala dila ba Ayaka Borodosa, Ayaka Tolobosa, Ayaka Tolobosa, Ayaka Baradia Sakatoba, Ayaka Tabalagatomasa, Elegatolobegasis, Ayaka Toba Legatila Sagadia, Elegatelabogo Sakatelabosha, Elegatiaba Sakata, Ayaka Borogodia Sakaba, Orobogo Shoko Tolobogodia, Orobogo Shaka Telaborogodia. Orebega shega telebogosi. Asambala gari alabasha. Orebega shega telebosa. Orebele gari ababababababa. Orebega shega telebara gari ababababa. Alabia baradi labasha. Alikapaya. Elebega teledis. Orobogo shaga telebogo shabaya.
Iradapo, apredo sata, iyede prozozo sata, ambiya tuzali ondi, iyulubat, ayada padieta sa, amibibia, emmelido, inibadio sahati, idiozi biato, ogobiati, imibabia hati, ayopela ha. Ayo drapa hati, iyo inosa, ayo niosa, ah, apina, apinonda, inomidio, emmeminio, emmemo, iyulu, emmalu, epato, enzopa, itupina, emidopiato, emilopiont, emilibato, emilopiato, apapodesa, apapadose, iye dulopita, iyo dulopita, epolutas, emapapabot, Eparatito, Eprosa, Aya, Apalapata, Aradiba, Apapalatia, Eino, Aparatata, Ebebebebebebe, Aladradia, Arada Baba, Ayada Bros, Aya. Orebashaba, Ope gadia basi godorobia la basa aliga tolobo shaka la baba eke borogodia elega tobasa elega tala in Jesus they were praying.
Friends, destiny is not a desire. Destiny is not desired. Destiny is born. The born destiny in the place of mourning and travail. Destiny is not a product of creative thinking. Destiny is not a product of creative thinking. You bet it in the place of mornings, in the place of travail, which is in the house of prayer. It's not a product of creative thinking. Any destiny you carved out of your brain is a worthless one. It's a worthless one. It's a worthless one. Destiny is not born out of creative thinking. It is born in the house of mourning and the house of supplication. And when you born destiny from that place, you are not going to lack grace. You are not going to be wanting of grace. I am praying for you that as you pray this morning and as you pray every day, my desire for you is that you will see destiny. Amen. All those who God called, when you look at the prophet Jeremiah, they saw it. Huh? They saw it. Son of man, what do you see? Son of man, can this bone live? Destiny has its carcass in the spirit. You must receive the spiritual carcass for it to be manifested in the flesh. Destiny is powered by the glory of God. Destiny is powered by the grace of God. Destiny is executed by the angels of God. It is not a natural thing. It's from heaven. We born it. We born destiny. All that we are doing in this house, friends, was born. It was born, brothers and sisters. It's not creative thinking. It's encounters with Father. Encounters with angels. Strange ones. That bet a new man inside me. No. You have to see destiny. No. It's not desire. It's not creative thinking. God must open your eyes. You must see what only you is seeing. You must see that which only you is seeing. You must receive something from heaven. Oh, there must be a mandate that you picked from the house of fire. There must be a mandate transferred to you from the realms of fire. This is destiny. It is the beauty of divine adventure. Are you together with me? Lift up your voice and pray. And say, show me, Lord. Show me life. Show me the assignment. Show me the purpose. Lagada bayo nomo kotolo borogo diasa elegede beseme inui ali duneme kashaduve sala paradia kashagata la bababa aleketombe legeti kapasha eleketomo rogo diasa maradiasha aragadia basene melegetona ilegetele baragadia shakatoma orogotobosia paradia Oshamena, Alagadia Selekahato, Elegatia Basisina, Oroboshina Maradia Secretaria, Urebashakatala Baragadia Basa, Urebashatala Baradia Basina, Ashabaradia La Bagasuna, Alababa Baba 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 Baragadia, Oshatola Baragadia Sona Nemeshka. Ilegeteme legeto baragadia samaradisha. O dobo kotina baseketeka. Sheleketo maragadia siha. Zeleketonda. Zeleketonda rabashagatika. Zeleberagadia sene maradashka. Ilegeto melegadia sila paradisha. Ala tamburadia seketema. Ala gadome legadisa paradishka. Ilegeto melegadia sa paradishka. Ala katomba ragadia. Saliata, Jeleka Tomba Regadia Samaradisha, Atenone, Atenone, Elakatia Basina Maradiashka, Ilakatelagadia in Sala Ladiasa, Ashakatoma Regadisa, Ilegatoma Lagadia Sabaradishka, O Dometa, Asaida, 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 Ilebelegatembelega Sakashaba, Aladana Makatola Boda Sabah.
Ambrondo hosia pa emmemio sopa ele papa pa iondolo pata ababia po iapopono hosa adepia Aparatica, aparatica, abolota, emendosa, ayaya, apaposa, apaposa, eyapo, elepapa, embronoto, otomenia, ayaya, idopota, apopoyate, inoprotoso, apopolota, apopolota, opropopopo, eyolo, 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 emma papata, iyapayata, adolota, adolopota, oropopopopo, ayapo, eyayes, arapapasa, embapapapasa, araposika, araposika, epalotuasa, iyapasa, iyapasa, apapasa, emamamasa, apolonto, opolonto, iyapapapa, 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 ayato, 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 eyayaya, eyayaya, ayaya, adabo, adabo, adabo.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I can't hear your amen. In Jesus' name we pray. For this reason, the Son of Man was made manifest. What does that mean? It means that when you take Jesus' soul and test it, one of the things that Jesus' soul can tell you is the reason. The soul knows why. The question of why he exists is answered. It is not good for his soul not to know what, why. Is it why it's not a mental, you don't answer it mentally. Why are you on it? You don't have a mental answer. There is a spiritual working that you just know what. You just know what? Why? The soul ought to know why. There are like two combo prayers I want you to pray. The soul ought to know why. Oh. The soul ought to know why. It's not a mental answer. It's a discovery. It's a discovery, not an intelligent discovery. It's a discovery as per an unveiling of your person. Your who you are is unveiled. Because purpose is not an external reality that is attached to our soul. No. Purpose was the very fabric with which the soul was made. Do you understand that? It's not like an external thing that came upon the soul. No. It is the fabric. It is the raw material with which the soul was made. So when you discover self, it's discovery of purpose. It's automatic. And when your life has hit that level of crescendo, you become a terror to darkness. When your life has hit that crescendo, you won't know impossible. Do you know what it means for Saul's houseboy, David, to take over the throne? David was not in line of, he was not in line of those who take over the throne. But he was in line in respect to purpose. Now when you are in line in respect to purpose, you don't have to be close, you don't have to be the next for you to be the next. You don't have to be the next for you to be the next. And nothing can stop it. David, houseboy, took over, if Saul's throne was going to be taken over, let it be taken over by Jonathan. Even if it's not Jonathan, let it be one of the generals. Let them plan a coup. Let it be the top generals. Not a teenage boy whose work is to play guitar. It didn't really count in the scheme of things. But with what is contained in the soul, it counts. And nobody could deprive him. See, you can be the clerk of an organization if you are ordained by God to the marketplace. You might be the next person the CEO is going to buy a ticket for his master class. You are currently the clerk, but your present CEO, whom does not know you exist, a few years to come, might have to purchase a ticket to attend your business master class. Yes, even though you are the clerk. Things that look like they don't align. But when destiny speaks, they will over-align. You know what? When you pray this prayer way, the people who do... You know, there are some people they don't count as next in line. But suddenly, they are going to be the ones who will take over. Friends, these prayers are important prayers. I've not stepped my feet in the Middle East or in Asia ever in my life. But the readiness and preparation I have for it is second to none. And I've been like that about it for about 5 years now. Always looking forward to it, praying about it, gingering towards it, even though I've never needed it in my life. Why? What gave me that kind of... Is the unveiling of purpose. If you were in your room, and an angel of the Lord came and picked you from your room, put you on his wings, and drove you from Africa to Pakistan, and introduced you to a real time, and you met missionaries, Pakistanis, couples, you met them, both of you discuss. The woman is in the ministry, the man is not in the ministry. And when you met them while discussing, the fire in the woman came out of her and hit you, and you fell under the anointing. And the angel that brought you picked you back and took you back to your room. And you went for a prophetic conference 2 days after. You have never mentioned it to somebody. You step your feet in that prophetic conference and the person preaching looks at you and prophesies and tells you about your missions in Pakistan and the Middle East. And you now say that such a person is planning to start a company When God unveils things to you like that, when they unveil things to you like that, you don't. Your life has meaning. Are you together with me? I want you to pray, friends. There are things God can show us. I'm telling you the truth. You can be without doubt in this life. You should be without doubt in this life. Don't make doubts common. Don't be used to doubts. You can be without doubts. Your soul can be able to answer the question, why? Without doubt. It's possible. It's not just possible, it's your reality. Yes, sir. And that's why we are praying. And so I want you to just glide in the spirit and pray. And just pray in other tongues. Some of you, the prayers you have, you will have encounters here. Some of you, you just study prayers next week, tomorrow. Whenever is not the issue. The issue is let's invest in prayers. Open your mouth and invest in prayers.
Yeah.
Shalakatomelegadiasa. Shelegatola baragadia basenemasha. Alakatomelegadis. Shelegatomelegadosi alabasha. Ayakatola baragadiasa meragadiasa. Asha porogodisa meleketoma. Zeleketi paradina, paradina. Alagatele bezegatola basha. Jeleketoba regadia basa. Alagadia balagatele bazoke talabasha. Alagatala bagazike talabasha. Jeleketele baragadia samana. Ayatoma, ayatoma, ayatoma. Alagadia bazegatele bosha. Ilegatele baragadia sina maragatisa. Jele paragadesa paladisa. Alagatoma lagadia basa baba baba baba. Asha baba 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 ragadia sa. Elegatelba ke zoko talaba shalabaliasa. Aya gado belagadia so peregadiasha. Zelegatolo borogodisha baba baba baba. Oregadia bazekatelabasha. Orebelegadiba sumalagati. Jelegatoba ragadiasa. Orebala baba 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 ragadiasa. Shelegatele bagazogo tolobosha. Alagatama, 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 alke paradisimaya. Ashaladia, 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 alagatabaragadia basaparagadasa. Urogodobogo zegatalabasha. Alalala baragadela bagasa. Asaberagadia basa. Alagadila bogo zogo talabasha. Alagatala bagasa. Alagadia la bashono robogotia. Ore balagadila babababaha. Ore balagadila bagaso kotosha. Alagadila baragade segatia. Shelegatila baragadila bababaha. Ore bogo zogo toloborogotia. Selegatila bo shagatalabasia. Oh, so, 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 sa. Alagadila baragatia babababababa. Ele borogo tolobosha. Masise baragadiasa, shalakatole baragadila basakatoma, zeleketele basakatoma ya. Aha, 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 aha.
Spirit,
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 Spirit, Hariamasi, Elegadia Samahatia, Ayadona, Alagadia Besekota, Shaboni Kabaha, Shabaragadia Basokotaba. In Jesus' name, I pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to show you something. In verse 46, the Bible says how... Oh, let's start from verse 45. Give me the new KJV, verse 45. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Are you picking the heat of heaven? All right. And scripture tells us the first man, Adam, became a living person, but the... As so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 46. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the what? Heavenly man. So this prayer we're praying is God, we're asking God to unveil to us the heavenly man that we are. We can't continue living the life of the earthly man. We must live which one? The heavenly man. The old KJV calls it, as we are born the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image. Prayer we're praying is bearing the image of the heavenly. I want to live a life that is not earthy. You see, on the Mount of Transfiguration, what happened to Jesus was that his heavenly nature burst open. Right? And then his colleagues visited him. You understand that? Those were his colleagues. They began to talk to him. Are you together with me? Now, if his spiritual nature had not been activated, he wouldn't even know that that conversation exists. Praise God. Why are you looking at me? You are meant to put the scripture on the screen. You are looking at me. I'm talking transfiguration. Are we together, friends? If that didn't happen to him, if he wasn't living in that realm, if he was still a carpenter and living as a carpenter, he wouldn't know that Moses and Elijah are willing to talk to him. I don't know if you get the point. I'm saying that there is more to your life. Are you sure? Are you aware? Can you definitely say? Are you together with me, friends? That you are participating in the heavenly conversations concerning you. Or heaven is talking about you and you are not there. Go to the previous verse. And after 6 days, yeah, verse 1 is okay. After 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, give me the new KJV. After 6 days, Jesus takes Peter. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as the light. Glory to Jesus. Now stay in verse 2. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. This is his real image. This is a spiritual image. No carpenter's face shines like the sun. And a carpenter's clothes doesn't become as white as the light. This is his true image. I pray that you come into your true spiritual image. Yeah. And the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Know we no man after the flesh. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Appeared to how many people? Talking to how many persons? So at this particular time, the conversation was beyond, above the pay grade of Peter, James, and John. Only the one who was transfigured could communicate with these guys. The other ones are earthly guys, and these things were very strange to them. That is strange does not mean it's not real. Though. That you can't understand it does not mean it does not exist. So. And it doesn't mean it doesn't concern you. This Peter, James, and John, the matter Moses was going to tell Jesus is going to end them in the gallows. They are going to lose their life for this thing that they are not yet talking to them about. They are still going to lose their lives, everything for this issue. But for now, they are still earthly. It's like Kwaman's song. You know Kwaman's song? Know that song? You don't know Kwaman's song? Eh? Oma kwenye koti koni. Oma kwenye koti koni. Are you sure there are no matters that concerns you, but they are not yet called you because you are still far? You know how many apostles to nations? Apostles to nations, apostles to cities. Eh? That are struggling for strange things that is not even connected to apostleship. You know how many apostles are doing strange things? Eh? How many apostles are struggling for empower and this? Apostles. How many business giants are still fighting for strange things? Because that unveiling has not happened. Me, I will not allow it to happen to you that you are living far from destiny. No. Ah, why now? You are going to step your feet in the will of God. You will. Because that's where you will see power flow through you. I've not asked you to change this thing. Moses and Elijah appeared to them. But they appeared to them. But they zoomed the conversation to him. So in that place, if your soul is not ready, you won't yell. That you can see conversation does not mean, in that realm, you will be there like this, but you are lost. Until they opened Jacob to you, Jacob said, the Lord was here and I knew it not. God can be somewhere and you are the Undanogi, in that same place, Undanogi, and angels are ascending and descending. Because it's a realm. You understand? It's REM. You can be doing something here, and at the same time, God too is doing something there. You are doing your own. It's the same point, but it's just, it's a REM. You understand? It's not a physical location. It's a REM. Only Manda no gi. You under no gi. Either I know what no gi is. You are using firewood to cook beans. You are under no gi. And that same spot, angels are descending and ascending. That same spot. I don't know if you have seen these pranks that one guy will just go and dig money from somewhere. Do as if it, and the people leave it, the people around there. Somebody too will go there, pick money. And the people will just bombard the place and just, yeah. Do you know this? What God is doing in this house is connected to the salvation of the nations. Yeah. And some people are here and they have issues with the rug. When are we going to change this rug? This rug is meant to be red rug. Yes. And people are receiving mantles and things are happening. And years after, what is going on here is written in historical books. And the guy said, I'm with the one bill. Yeah. Yes. You can be in a place and all you say, well, let me just see wife. Let me work out. Let me just behave in a way where they can give me wife. Let me run away. Yeah. So Moses and Elijah appeared to them, but talking to him. So are we having encounters with God here? Is God appearing to us? But after the appearance, is he talking to you? Or every small thing, you are just saying service here, ogbono, 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 ogbono. But is he talking to what, to you? Is God giving you your portion? Is he telling you, is he demanding things from you? Is he telling you your placement? Is he telling you what you must drop? Is God, you should go and ask him, God, why are you not, appeared to them talking with him. Let's read. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, answered what? Answered what? Answered what? Did they talk to you? Maybe it's someone they talk to that should answer. Lord, it is good for us to be here. See confidence, talking rubbish. Lord, it is good for us to be here. There's a reason why we are here, Lord. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. We saw them. We saw Moses. We saw Elijah. We saw you. Let's just make 3 tabernacles. That's all God is doing. So God, that appearance is for the gathering of stones. Let's just make 3. Let's heap stones together. One for you. We'll put Jesus, you know. Just like secondary school, where they just build a new stuff. You go and write your name on the cement and say, Zach was here. That was what they summarized this whole experience to. And it was really about them. Eventually, they were going to lose their lives for this. But they were cut off. Fish has bombarded their brain. Let's see. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, do not be afraid. When they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Praise God. Now, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. There's a reason Jesus said, don't tell anybody. Because they needed the Holy Spirit to understand all that happened. If they go and share the vision, it's nonsense they will share. The way they will interpret it, he said, don't talk this thing, mass or anything. When I've died, when I've resurrected, you will have revelation then. I'll be able to share. So what is going on in the courts of heaven that is about you? And you are busy chasing a girl. And there's a major issue about you. They're saying, when will you say yes? When will you say yes? I'm not saying yes. When will you say yes? Whereas in heaven, they're already saying yes to an important destiny matter. Let us pray in the Spirit. Eh? Lift up your voice. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Paske baradigana mande bele brondo susuvana mandi amrende bege de bolom brondo susavogo do bologodosh rege de bede bele prediga paske baradie le brogodosh rege de bologodo brondo vodo bahadie bele gene prende bele gedo spirit mama mama baba kababa show me who I am rende bobo bobo bogodosh rege de bogodo spirit bobo bobo do bologodosh spirit covenant. Come Holy Spirit, show me who I am. I carry your spirit. Spirit covered my heart. Come Holy Spirit, show me who I am. Carry your spirit, spirit govern. Come, Holy Spirit, show me who I am. Oh, I carry your spirit, spirit govern my eyes.
Shalakatoba regadias. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray.
Show me who I am. Oh, I carry your spirit. Spirit govern my eyes. Come on, the spirit. Show me who I am. Oh, I carry your spirit. Spirit God.
I want you to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth and pray. We're going to pray this for a while. Pray for a while. Ashabaya kados. Ashatobaya. Ayatobelagadias. Zeleketoloborogodobogozika telebash. Shelegetelebaragadina bagazogo tolobo shababa. Ayatoloborogodobogozia labasha. Shelegetila baragadobogozia. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will open our ears to hear his heart. Comfort. The monitor, the amplifier powering the monitors, do they feel? Are they feeling? Monitors are feeling. You know, the surest way for grace is obedience to the voice. But first, you need to have access to that voice. Do you know how many, quite a number of people have lost their lives and lost their destiny because they didn't hear when God was speaking to them? It's a very dangerous thing not to hear. I mean, a lot of people have become casualties of life because they didn't hear. Sometimes it can be as simple as hearing when to leave your current job or hearing when not to leave. Friends, we need to hear God. You can take a wrong step that even by the mercies of God, to recover it, you need a cycle to end. Some wrong decisions launches you into a cycle that even by mercy, that cycle has to finish. It is mercy that is making the cycle finish so that you can be on the right track. Yes. Some things are like that. You see, one of the right decisions we made during COVID was consistency of fellowship during COVID. If we had missed that window, we're in trouble. Huh? If we had missed that window of consistently fellowshipping online almost 4 times, 5 times every week, we're in trouble. Do you know there are churches who have not recovered? Do you know most churches did not recover from COVID? Do you know that? Are you aware of that? Most churches did not recover from COVID. Their chairs are still arranged with social distancing in mind. Their chair is still spaced. The government has said we should. But the people have gone, so they have to leave it like that. I'm not talking of few. Most churches. In fact, there are churches who could not open again. Shut down. You know, one of the good things we did then was engaging COVID based on what? The voice of God. And we were some people called us foolish. In fact, one lady sent me a text. He said, "I must tell you, I'm highly disappointed in you. I expected much from an educated person like you." I'm not talking of a senior friend. I'm talking of a spiritual daughter. "I'm highly disappointed in you. I expect you to be more brilliant and more intelligent than this." Because we're taking steps that look foolish. But eventually we found out that the experts were not experts like that. Are we together here? See the way they spoke about COVID as though the world has come to an end. Was it a real thing? Yes, COVID was a real thing. A lot of us had it. Even though we didn't do tests, but we believe we had it. We're about 13 in my house during the COVID period because the whole crew for the live stream had to leave in my house.
I had to just go. I just concluded all of us have it. So I had to go and just, I went by myself. I went to where they say Agbo. I was the one that went by myself. I did some consultation. Poro Kababa, everything. I went to, whether it was Agbo that woman is selling or jazz, because the thing was, those people who sell Agbo inside, they also sell jazz. Because by the time you see rats, skull, you are wondering, what does this one kill? I bought it.
Yeah.
I bought it. So you remember, no? Yeah. Right? I bought it. We cooked it. And I made sure everybody was drinking it. Morning and night. That's what we're drinking. As we were doing the stuff. That was when we sang Inside Me. That was when we sang My Praises Every Day. That was when we sang Regardless. That was when we sang Hallelujah. Hey, Hosanna. Today. That was where we sang all the songs. That was where we came to open the studio. Ah, if you had slept, if we had listened to the news, we are gone. We are gone. COVID was one of our best years because we decided, I remember the message I preached on the first Sunday of COVID. I gave reasons why. I said there are three types of resurrection. Even if COVID kill you, you are going to heaven. So we have no reason to fear COVID, which is connected to hope that Pastor Obi was preaching. And we bullied that season. By the time we came back to church, it was packed. That was the beginning of our packed experiences, COVID. But if my ears was not tuned, I was sure COVID is not a big deal. I was sure. Even though they showed me how people are dying on the road. You know those videos, they say people are dying on the road. We're seeing it, but we're hearing something else. All those people who were behaving brilliant, now they are paying for it. A lot of the churches never recovered. Huh? You see, sometimes you think you are being intelligent, but you are intelligently walking away from destiny. We need to hear. God, I want to. Jesus said, whatever I see my Father do, that's what I do. Recently, God has been giving us instructions that are strange. I was talking, me and Brandon were speaking in the office. He said, the only reason I know that God sent you to do what you are about to do. He said, there is nobody in his right senses. He says, that's why I'm sure it's the Lord, because you are not a fool. For you to want to take this step, you are not a fool. But if I use my brain and say, no, it doesn't make sense, so I will lose the future. The future is for those who hear God. Why? Respect yourself. I just said that trust had to go up more. The future is for those who what? Who hear God. You say what? That's the baby no la. And you do so go to my put a serious number of word. The word do you cook Kailara and Liz or Sita? Then that's when I will know his word. When a word. It wants to be for next word. But friends, that's who owns the future. Those whose ears. Television is usually wrong. Experts can be wrong. Which expert? God can tell you to invest your money where everybody is saying don't invest. And God can tell you not to drop your money where everybody say drop your money. You need to hear God. Huh? We need to what? What did I say? Can you say hear God?
Hear God.
Because God knows what we don't know. And he's the one governing this life. He knows the direction it's going to. God can be moving the earth like this. I'm going to say, you better join like this. So don't go that way. It's God that knows everything. Praise God. When dollar was 490 something or 500, God told us, change all your savings to dollars. Everything. We did that. We bought dollar. Now, we're able to make some money from our savings. Yes. Because now we are now, by the time we did the conversion, it was not what we... Are you together with me? What God says. It's what God says. I will do what God says. This is an important thing. This is an important junction we have gotten to this morning. Do what? Marry who God says marry. Just forget about it. The guy is not short. There might be eyes for him in the future. Marry who God says marry. Your eye will see. Marry this. Okay, is you, God says I should marry. Don't carry brain to that place. You marry someone because you think he's blessed and all of that. That might be the most blessed. He has entered most blessed. Most. that is his most will ever be in life. Some people are already expressing their peak. You're already marrying him at his most blessed, most glorious. That's where he is. Whereas some people are just about to start. And you're about to start life. You join yourself to somebody who is finished, who has ended life. You just have to hear God. You just have to what? Take your chances with God. Take a chance on God. And you will not blame yourself for that. The last prayer is an aggressive one. God, however, let my hear what you are saying to me. Listen, this prayer, the strength of this prayer is not theology. The strength of this prayer is that, God, I don't know how, because there's no expert in this voice of God thing. There is no expert. Sometimes you will just miss it, and you've always gotten it right. Sometimes when God tells me some things, they look very simple. I'm like, how did I not know it all this while? Are you together? So what you are just praying is, God, however you want to do it, help me to always know what you are saying to me. Come on, open your mouth and begin to pray in other tongues. This is the last prayer. Any prayer that does not move you does not move God. If it does not move you, it does not move God.
Just say the word to me. Shepherd of my soul, where you lead I go. The master's voice I know. You are the owner of my life.
Hey! Shalakatala Baragatia. Shalato Baradia Basia. Sheleketolo Borogotiasa. Ashatola Baragadiasa. Ashatoro Bogotolo Borogodia, Shelegatolo Borogodosia, Shelegatele Borogodu Bogo Sekatalabasha, Shalabana Borogodu Bogo Sekatia, Shelegatolo Borogotolo Bosekatelabosha, Orebeke in a Bobo 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 Bob
Thank you.
Shaborogodia.
You know, don't ask me, God, Pastor, how will I hear God? Forget all those ones. Pray the prayer, pray. Forget all those ones. The voice of God is not what you mentally imagine how you hear it. Forget about that one. Nobody can explain to you. Nobody, forget all this one. Nobody can explain to you how to hear God. When you hear him, you will know. Oh, there's no explanation for it. But if cars can be voice control, what about you? If gadgets can be voice control. If I enter my car now, my white car, if I want to call somebody, I will press. They will ask me. The car will talk to me. And I will talk to the car, and the car will call somebody. If a car can be voice controlled, what about you? You are meant to be voice controlled. You are meant to be what? To be voice controlled. Do you know this is why God said Satan loves quarrels in the homes? Because the marriage is also a place where the voice resides. Oh, many times all I do, I just ask my wife, many times, regularly. I just ask her, what is the Lord saying? Many times. Many times I ask her, what is the Lord saying? Because sometimes it's blurry for me. I say, what's the Lord saying? And then she tells me. And sometimes I just tell her, this is not what the Lord is saying. This direction you are going, the Lord says don't go. This is where the Lord says you should go. Many times, I just ask her, what's the Lord saying? Do you think we should go like this? What did God say to you? And then she tells me, she says, this is what the Lord says. 10 times, out of the 10 times she told me what the Lord said, that was what the Lord said. There's no time she told me the Lord said. It's not because she's an expert in it. It's because I trust the institution. I trust it. I know it's a God giving institution where the voice comes from. Sometimes the reason why she's hearing is not because she can hear, it's because of the institution. It's not that your wife is super brilliant, it's because she's wife. It's not like she's super spiritual, it's that wife, the office of wife, aids her to hear for you. Oh, are you together with me? You know, you go to some government agencies and they tell you some things, the staff there. The staff is no more brilliant than you. It's because they are staff. That's why they have access to it. Those days when I was in university, when I tell Pastor Mathis to send me money, I opened an account in his bank, Oshonik. While I'm talking to him, he will say, oh boy, 20K entered this account now last week. Hey, you say Lola 5,000. Who be Lola, oh boy? From his laptop, from his office, he's checking all my account, everything. It's not word of knowledge, it's office. So the marriage is an office for the voice. So you need God. Abraham wanted to be spiritual. He wanted to go and hear God. God said, listen to your wife. That's the voice I have instituted in your home. You can't fail as a man without first perfecting the art of not listening to your wife. It's a prerequisite for failure. It's a prerequisite for failure. And you can't fail as a you can't fail as a husband without perfecting the art. You must have been in not listening to your husband, to your wife. And you can't fail as a wife without, you must also perfect not listening to your husband. But if the both of them listen to themselves, their wrong decisions will be very few. Most likely, it will be non-existent. Yeah. If your wife gives you what she feels in her heart that is not colored with anything, it's God. And if your husband tells you, if you're having a problem with somebody and your husband tells you you are wrong. If you, his wife, who he loves the most, you don't understand. He's meant to be naturally biased towards you. But if your husband says, that thing you didn't do well, don't stress. Don't say he's not supporting you. No, it's God that is speaking. to you through him. You are going to be voice controlled.
Amen.
2 minutes, two more minutes, but this last 2 minutes, all I want you to be meditating on as you're praying in tongues is that I am controlled by the voice. I'm controlled by the voice. Open your mouth and pray. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'm voice controlled. I'm not stubborn. I'm not led by comfort. I'm led by the voice. I don't look for where comfort is. I look for where the voice is. I'm voice controlled. Ashabaragadiabasemaradi.
You are the owner of my life. Your voice is all I need. Just say the words to me.
Ayaya. Control.
Just say the words to me.
Shabaya.
Where you lead
a boat,
your master's voice I know.
Oh, shele borogo dia so maladia. Shele ke dia bosisi. Shele ke tele borogo dobo sakadia. Ayaya borogo dobo sakadia. Shele ke dia bosha borogo dia.
Aha.
Ayaya borogo disi. Araboko tolo bosha.
Your voice
is all I need. Just say the words to me. Ah, Senania. Solo Boroko Tobo Sia, Seneca Tobo Shakadia, Celeboro the Tubanadia, Seneca Telebo Seneca Telebosha, Ayaya Boroko Diosa, Seneca Teleboroko Diosa, Ayaya Baraka Teleboko Seneca Telebosha, Oroboko Tolobo Tolobo Sia, Seneca Telebo Shakadia. Amen.
Awon kan ti Jesu fun e to munu edun ota oni gba lowo e. This year you are not going to record loss. Friends, Satan likes to collect from us what God has given us. You need to be aware of that. There are things God has given you for your happiness, for your joy. Because he says that when we ask, he will give us. And the reason is so that your joy may be full. Satan likes to collect. For some, he wants to collect their marriage. For some, he wants to collect things that are making you happy. I've seen Satan try to collect things from me. And sometimes he's trying to collect things from you, you wouldn't even know that that's what the game is about. You won't know. Now that I know, I'm wiser. And this prayer is coming from that depth. In my short life, I've seen Satan try to collect the things that were good from my hand. But God did not allow him. But I didn't know that was the end game. Now I know the end game. And I pray for you. That everything that is making you happy, everything that is making you special, what separates you from every other person? You know, there are a few things that makes us different. Just little things that makes the glory shine. Praise God. For me, it's the work of ministry. The work of ministry is beautiful on me. It's beautiful. When relax is on the field, it's beautiful. When you, it's a beautiful thing when it's on the field. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. For some of you, it's your career. It's a beautiful thing. Your marriages are beautiful. Satan likes to collect it. But so far, you are under the sound of my voice. You will not lose it. That thing that makes you proud of God, proud of yourself. That thing, your mind. The mind that everybody talks about, it will not be, nothing will corrupt that mind. That's your job. That anytime you know, there are things that whenever you do, you always receive glory from it. Anytime you do it, that thing, Satan will not collect it. Sometimes you think you and your wife are just fighting. No. Satan wants to collect your marriage. He doesn't like it. Because everybody likes your marriage. It was like, wow, see couple. Tech and tech. It's beautiful sight. Satan doesn't like it. Or see Bolaon and Buki. What was the son name again? Lawal. I'm afraid I don't want to make a mistake again. See the Lawal. See, I was telling Buki that one of my dreams, one of the things I imagine is their naming ceremony, because I want to see the giant that we born. The husband is giant. The wife is giant. It's a beautiful thing. Yes. Satan does not like it. Eh? But Satan will not collect it. See, bro, Obe. He's a beautiful man. He makes assistant. Being an assistant, something that will be hungering you. You'll be praying, God, use me, Lord. Use me for someone. Yeah. Lord, use me for someone too. Use me for no, don't make me the head. Make me the assistant, Lord. Just the way you are using Pastor. It's a beautiful thing. Satan might want to collect it from him. Satan can say you can be head too. Yeah, that's how Satan will collect it. You're more than this. Satan will not collect it from him. Abiu is the assistant, but he's greater than many heads. Ah? He's bishop assistant, but he's only bishop assistant. The rest of you is your father. Have you seen him go to those churches? Go to the BMA's church or NHS church. He's your father. Yeah. That was the utterance God gave me as we're wrapping up this prayer. That which is your star. That what God gives you that makes you a star. All of us have the star. There is a star impute that God has put in everyone's life. You will not lose it. You will not lose it. Sometimes foolishness makes people lose it. Foolishness. Foolishness will not take you over. You will hear a voice behind you telling you this is the way you should go. Come on, shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
You see that prayer is good. And it's sweet.
Yes.
Tomorrow we'll come again. We'll shock it. It's practical. Prayer is practical. All right. God bless you. Good morning.